For me, DevOps is all about refactoring anything and everything to maximize value delivery to customers. Sometimes we talk about that as continuous integration. Sometimes we talk about it as this technique or that technique. Those are all particulars. What the heart of it is a maniacal focus on improving value delivery to customers. And then the rest are all details. DevOps is a little different in Windows than the other places. At the heart of it, it is an issue around processes and culture, right? People, processes, and culture. But then the technology matters as well, right? Certain technologies make things easy, certain technologies make things hard. And so you'll do those things differently in Windows. The key skills for someone wanting to embrace Windows Ops, right, which is DevOps for Windows, is of course automation, PowerShell. It all starts with that. And from PowerShell, you pick up desired state configuration, you pick up operational validation testing, you pick it up secure operations. And of course, Windows Server 2016, we take all these technologies and the core operating system itself and optimize for DevOps. What we see is a shift in the industry from a very, almost exclusively server-centric view of the world to more of a focus on an application-centric view of the world. Now, it turns out the things you do are very similar to the things you did in a server-specific view of the world. You just do those with an application lens. So many of the tools and techniques that you're using, you will continue to use. You'll just use them differently. And, of course, there will be new tools and techniques that you end up having to pick up as well. I don't think any vendor has to do anything to overcome cloud skeptics. Reality is going to take care of that. At some point the other day, we were talking with a group of guys, and he said, yeah, it didn't seem all that long ago. I remember asking myself the question, geez, do you think anybody will really want to take pictures with their phones? And of course, now everyone does that. And it didn't require anyone to say, hey, you should now be taking pictures with the phones. The answer is that technology has an adoption rate of its own. And it's undeniable that the cloud is going to pervade everything that we do. And there are folks that get it, and there are folks that don't get it. And the folks who get it, guess what? They're going to prosper. And the folks that don't get it, well, they're not going to prosper as much. Microsoft is a firm believer in the hybrid cloud. Look, there are various reasons why the public cloud is awesome, and there's reasons why it has issues. Same thing with the private cloud. There's reasons why it's awesome, and there are reasons why it has problems. And so what we're able to do in Microsoft is we're able to offer the same technology, the same APIs, the same application models, both in the public cloud and in the private cloud through Azure Stack. Azure Stack is running Azure on your servers in your data centers. And then we get to be the honest broker. This is the thing I love about my job, is I get to be the honest broker. I get to have an honest discussion about the pros and cons of running things here or running things there, and then find out what makes sense for the customer, and then help them with that. And here's the best part. If they're wrong, it's like no drama. Like, oh yeah, it's easy to switch back and forth. With the other guys, you gotta be right. And when they're selling you something, you gotta be aware they're selling you something, because that's the only thing that they have. The biggest barrier I see to people adopting DevOps is success, which is to say that they've been successful at the job that they have. They've got a system in place, and it's largely working for them. And so what you see with DevOps is a company that says, hey, that isn't enough. We need to take it to the next level, and we're willing to make some radical changes in order to bring our company to the next level of performance. And those folks are willing to break the eggs to make the omelet that is DevOps. The folks that are just kind of comfortable with the success they have often are unwilling to make and live up to the challenges required to embrace DevOps. When it comes to IT professionals, I see two types. Those that are professionals, that are constantly improving their game, and those that aren't. Those that learned their skill a while ago and then stopped. As you approach something like changing for DevOps or moving to the cloud, a lot of people are like in. They're in and they're leaning into it. A number of people are like the people who traveled the American West going to California. They got to the Rocky Mountains and said, the heck with it, we're staying here, and they formed Denver. And so a lot of customers, IT pros, are going to be the Denver IT pros. They look at the challenges before them and just make a conscious decision to not invest in that and stay where they are. But the folks that overcame those challenges, they went to the California, they got the gold rush, the land of, you know, the promised land, and it was a much better world for those folks. We put the Linux subsystem on the client operating system for one very clear reason, and that was to help the people who are writing open source software for Linux servers. They wanted to use Windows as their development environment, but it wasn't a good environment for it. They found that Mac was a better environment to write that software. Now, Windows 10 had better features and better things, but for writing that software, it was difficult. So we put that subsystem on there so that they could do their open source development for Linux servers while enjoying the benefits of Windows 10. In the past, we had a Linux subsystem running on Windows Server, and what we found was that people who wanted to run Linux applications really wanted a Linux kernel. So I don't see that technology moving to Windows Server. Yeah, I think the community has really just reinvigorated the IT pro community. You know, what we're doing now is we make it easier for IT pros to create artifacts and share them. You know, if you think about it, GUIs are intrinsically antisocial. Have you ever thought about that? They're antisocial. Why is that? Because I go figure something out, click, 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 and then you have a problem. How can I help you? Like, take a video of me clicking? Or I'll produce this deployment script. What's a deployment document? Deployment document is this really thick document with a bunch of screen captures saying, click here. You know, that's very hard to share. But with PowerShell, now we have a set of artifacts that are easy to share. And I believe that through sharing, the community makes each other better, faster. And I think the cloud is all about community. Yeah, the MVP community has been a critical role for the Microsoft ecosystem. And going forward, we're going to more highly value community contributions in our evaluation of who is an MVP and who is not. So I think that the MVPs are going to continue to play a very important role to Microsoft and to the community.